Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Orioles in Tampa tonight, taking on the Rays, 7:35. Birds swept the Angels. Rays swept the Mets in New York. Pepio for Tampa. Zach Eplin, former Ray, for the Orioles. We got you covered. BBT, Jerry's Home Services coming up at 6. Jim Hunter and, of course, our own Tim Barbalace. But let's talk about what's happening at MLB. About a month away from the All-Star break. Creepy closer, that means, to the trade deadline. Blockbuster yesterday. From USA Today, he's on the Window Nation guest hotline, future Hall of Fame baseball writer, Bob Nightingale. Bob, what's happening? Happy belated Father's Day, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, buddy. You too.
All right, man. Thank you. All right, Devers to San Francisco. And I was telling Vinny and Nolan earlier, I was two TV in it yesterday. Bob had the Orioles and Angels, and then I had the Red Sox and Yankees. Devers goes over the wall, and I'm like, all right, Boston getting 5 in a row, getting their sea legs. And then about an hour or two later, Devers gets shipped off to San Francisco, where it looks like a decent haul, but the trade... When did this thing start to really percolate? Is this a Buster Posey swinging for the fences? We know what Devers brings. What does Boston get in return here?
Well, Boston doesn't get a whole lot except for salary relief. I mean, it's a nice Harrison's a nice fourth or fifth starter. Hicks has struggled, probably more of a middle reliever now. Got the number one first-round draft pick from a year ago. So really they're sacrificing the present. For the future. We'll see how they spend that $260 million that you stay with Devers. But I think it's just a case like, we're fed up with you. We want you out. And they made it very quiet. I mean, several GMs, I can't believe we were never offered him or never stopped him. It was done in complete secrecy.
Now, Devers goes to San Francisco where, Buster Posey, he's coming all in to get them over the hump in the West. How does this, if it changes the balance of power, Bob, how does it in the National League? And where does he play? Is he going to DH? He's not going to play third with Chapman there. Is he going to be the first baseman, which he was reluctant to do at Fenway? What position is he playing, and how does this change the fortunes of San Francisco?
Yeah, I think what they do is just make him the DH and first baseman. I think, kind of ease him into the first base spot. But you're right. They have Chapman. Chapman's hurt. He'll be out for a month. But they don't want to move him to third. They don't want to move him back to third and then first and do that.
Now, Bob, any other blockbusters? I guess they're going to happen sooner or later, but anything imminent like the one we saw yesterday? What are some of these possible trades percolating under the surface? Or the Orioles, for instance, just moved to win 6 of the wild card. Are we still going to wait another couple of weeks before teams decide one way or another if they're real or they're fake?
I think there's like 22 teams, Bob, that are within 3.5 games. You talk to GMs, they said, don't give up on the Orioles. They're not done. Obviously, they had a soft part of the schedule. They knew we were going to start playing better. But too early to pull the plug. I mean, now you got Boston on the picture. They're going to take a dip here. So I think the Orioles are saying, we're going to ride this thing till the end of July and see whether we can be in the race or not. They don't want to be in no man's land. you know, like teams like the Diamondbacks are, I think they'll wait. You know, we've seen too many things happen before. You know, the Nationals, 2019, Atlanta a few years ago. It's too talented a team to give up on them.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Well, as the Orioles, they're still 10 games under 500 and have been a colossal disappointment. I mean, they already whacked their manager. But getting to the National League, the Braves, beset by injuries, then they got healthier, got hot, reached 500. Now here they are collapsing almost 10 games back the 500 mark themselves. What the hell, Bob, is going on with Atlanta right now?
Yeah, I mean, just a lot of guys underachieving. Strider just started to come back, you know, being the Strider of old. Kuhn's been good. But, yeah, just a ton of injuries. Remember now, they didn't spend any money in the offseason. They got Jerickson Profar for $42 million, did nothing else. Then Profar gets popped for PEDs. So that's just money down the tube. So I think they'll start playing better. And they're not going to rebuild. I mean, it's still rebuild, you know, keep on winning. Just probably won't be this year.
Hey, Bob, what are you expecting from Ohtani tonight pitching?
I think he goes one inning, two innings max. I would think one inning, and then he can DH the rest of the game. So really what this is, Bob, this is his rehab assignment. You know, they're hoping he can be a regular starter after the All-Star break. So I think he told them, and they agreed, like, yeah, instead of, you know, pitching to my own guys, you know, let me give you an inning at a time here and get a better feel for it. So it'll be interesting to see how he does. I don't think he's going to land at the radar again or anything like that. We'll see how his command is. But yeah, I think just then we'll see him in another week. So I think before the All-Star break, yeah, we may see him, you know, pitch a total of maybe five or six innings.
Hey, Bob, what do you think? Is Detroit the best team? And at the trade deadline, what do you think that they're going to need to go get?
Yeah, I think right now we're looking at, you know, a Yankee-Detroit ALCS, but the very good team. I mean, you imagine they got Bregman. They would still need a right. They still have to have a right-handed bat. They still have to have a third baseman if they can. But it's a dangerous team. I think they'll be very aggressive to trade that line. I'm not saying there's a lot of third basemen, you know, roaming around there. You know, maybe get a guy like Eugenio Suarez from the Diamondbacks if he's available. But, yeah, I mean, anytime you got a Tarik Skubal, who'll be a free agent a year from now, you better take advantage of him.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Haney, Vinny Serrato. Last thing for you, Bob. Kansas City Royals, they've lost six in a row, 8 of 10. They're in fourth place, 11 and a half out. They just lost Cole Reagans for God knows how long with a shoulder. Where do they rate right now, Bob, on the disappointment scale this season?
Yeah, I mean, just because they're a small market, you know, you don't throw Inman there with, you know, Atlanta and Baltimore. Maybe in the Diamondbacks. But, yeah, it is very disappointing, Bob. And this team is built to win now. And that's where they spent money. They're trying to get a new stadium to go downtown area. So it's not like you can give up the trade deadline and just start jumping guys. But, no, they're disappointing. You know, you figured, you know, them and Cleveland, you know, have a realistic chance to get to the postseason. And now they better turn around. They pretty much have too much talent to be playing like this.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today. Bob, always appreciate the time and the information. Enjoy the rest of your Monday. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, Bob.
Sure. Take care, Vinny. See you, Bob.
There he is, Bob Nightingale. Everyone will come back. Take your phone call. Support tab 583-1057. Hear more from John Harbaugh. We got NFL lunch coming up 1 o'clock. Bill Bender from the Sporting News, get his thoughts on the NFL world. Five teams, well, four others aside from the Ravens, mandatory minicamp. This week, the Rams are one of them. Rams right now, kind of a trendy pick, maybe to make a deep run in the playoffs. They'll be in Baltimore during the regular season. American League East report at 1:15, and we'll get caught up with Jacob Calvin-Meyer as the Orioles get ready for a big four-game set, big for June anyway, against the Tampa Bay Rays.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.